It is a pleasure to introduce our next instructor based in India. Mehul Bhatt serves as founder and managing partner of Oyster Rock Capital, a value-oriented investment firm. Mehul has a value bias, a bottom-up and rigorous approach, having met over 150 companies each year for the last more than 15 years. He does have more than 20 years of experience, of which more than 15 years have been spent as a portfolio manager in the investment management business with leading asset management companies. Mehul's last assignment was with HSBC Global Asset Management. He joined HSBC Asset Management India as the head of equities, portfolio management services in 2009 and managed the investment until 2014. From 2014 until 2017, Mehul was the dedicated advisor to the India offshore funds, totaling $2 billion run out of Hong Kong. He worked with Credit Suisse at ASK Raymond James Investment Managers for 5 years until 2008. Mehul graduated with an MBA from the Indian School of Business at Hyderabad. He also holds a bachelor's degree in engineering. On behalf of the MOI Global membership community, a very warm welcome to you, Mehul. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Hi, John. Thanks a lot for the kind words and the introduction. I really like your book, and it's a privilege to be speaking here. So thank you very much for having me. We'll start with the first slide, and I think if we go to slide number four, it's a little background on our firm. John has covered most of it, but we follow a value bias, and we are deeply focused on research in India. We possess good, deep relationships within the entire Indian ecosystem. Our investment thesis, we're going to spend a few minutes on it. So we're focused on value, special situations as we define them, and long-term compounders. So in the value zone, we're focused on misappraised businesses or special situations as the classic dual green light type spin-offs, etc. But in India, there is a lot of companies that are in transition, and we're going to speak about one of those. I'm sorry, I have a bad throat, so please bear with me. Some of the businesses that where there is a management transition. And the third is long-term compounders, which is the classic Buffett type. But we are more focused on the first two buckets. And India offers a very rich pool of companies. There are about 2,000 companies in India, of which 1,500 trade every day. The total listed universe is even larger at about 6,000 companies. If you go to the next slide, why in equities? So if you look at the slide, it's a very interesting slide in that it talks about the number of multi-baggers in India. And if you look at the last cell, there are 165 companies in the last 17 years that are up 100 times. If you look at the 25x zone, there are 511 companies in the last 17 years. So even 2x to 5x, if you look at any five-year bucket, so if you look at the five-year bucket from 2012 to 2017, there are almost 557 companies that are up 5x, double that number that are up 2x. And 25x to 100x also, the numbers are pretty large. So one of the things that should attract you to the Indian market is that, this is a very prolific market. There are lots of companies that are doing well. The important thing in India is, and as we do, is to hit the road and kick the tires. scuttlebutt becomes very important. We spend a lot of time not only looking at you know, annual reports, balance sheets of companies, but also spend a lot of time with distributors, suppliers, auditors, etc. In that sense, India is a bit like the US in the 60s. So lots of companies that are coming to the fore now as the economy and the markets mature. Going to the next slide, we're going to talk about a company called Majesco. This is Majesco's background is essentially it's a company that serves only one vertical, insurance. They develop software products, support software and products, and have a business consulting expertise. They also have a cloud platform. I'll talk about it as we go along. The insurance industry is an interesting industry. This has been you know, a business where not enough investments have happened in the last few years, so they still use legacy systems. However, there's been a huge change in regulatory operational aspects of the business. Even the experiential aspects of how people buy insurance has altered a lot. This is about a $25 billion market for software and technology products, and we'll come to that. Majesco possesses the entire range of products. So they have a cloud offering, they offer on-premise analytics, and the interesting part is that this is a recurring revenue model, and you can have a pay-per-use or pay-as-you-go. Gartner, one of the leading consulting firms, recognizes Majesco as one of the top three players in the insurance-related IT products, platform, and service space, along with a company called Guidewire and Duck Creek. Majesco last year signed a deal with IBM. This is a five-year deal where IBM is going to take Majesco's cloud product to their clients. The first contract has been signed with MetLife in the US. Majesco has the entire suite and it can customize it to client requirements. It also leads to cost reductions. And IBM's partnership will help Majesco go global, which it doesn't have the wherewithal, because a product business, as we know, takes a lot of energy and resources from a financial standpoint. Valuation, we don't think it reflects the true potential. If you look at the valuation of Guidewire, it trades at about 10 times product revenue, 10 times revenues, whereas Majesco still trades under 2 times revenues. They've made all the investments in the last few years, and they need a little bit of plug and play of you know, buying a few companies to complete their product suite. But broadly, most of the things are in place for takeoff. So you know, the industry tailwinds are there for Majesco. They have a good product and sales machine combined with a decent valuation. So the background of this business is that you know, this was so if you look at the right hand side chart, this was a legacy Indian company. The insurance business was demerged from the legacy Indian company in 2015. The demerger brought with it you know, focus on the insurance space, and you know, aggregated the capabilities that Majesco, that the old Indian IT company called Mastek, had created over 20 years. All the activities, including sales, marketing, you know, talent pool management, technology, productizing the service, creating a new board, you know, all of it came under one roof with the formation of Majesco. A little bit of a background is that the promoters were amongst the early Indian entrepreneurs in the information technology space in India. However, you know, the Infosys and the TCSs of the world actually passed them by, and you know, they didn't become that large. And I think it could this be, you know, their day in the sun? I mean, that's something that probably one has to try and understand. But the business as it stands now has only one focus area, which is insurance. And the insurance market serves, so the insurance market has two, mainly two parts, property and casualty insurance and life and annuities. There is group and workmen, which is not as large. The product needs, you know, solutions, services, products, and we'll talk about that in more detail. Majesco currently has about 150 customers, and 90% of its business comes from North America. So as I said, the key lines of businesses in any insurance company's life in the insurance industry, and you know, depending on where the focus of the company is, life and annuity is one, property and casualty is the other, and group and workmen or employee benefits is the third. And the technology requirements span from digital to platform tools to business analytics. The three most important parts are policy, billing, and claims related tools that you need on the tech platform. Moving to the next slide, you know, technology in the insurance industry has been you know, largely you know, very old and antediluvian, if one could use that word. So very little investments have gone in. So if you compare it to the BFSI space, largely banking and financial services, you know, insurance is underpenetrated. You know, while the premium collections are $4.5 trillion and about you know, 2.5% of technology costs, but that includes many other costs, and you know, you could refer to the annexures three, which is where we put the property and casualty market size. A total addressable market for Majesco is $25 billion. Currently the revenue is about $122 million. Both property casualty and life are about 50-50 of the industry. But property casualty is more transaction oriented because you know, more fires or more accidents, etc. Whereas life is generally tends to be fewer transactions because it's a, you pay a premium probably once a year, and upon death the another transaction is triggered. So the number of transactions tend to be lower. The insurance business also is interesting in the in that most of the technological platforms were developed in-house, which is unlike a bank or a financial services. And the outsource component, as one of the research houses says, is, you know, close to 15%, which is quite low. The other driver is regulation, where it's becoming more and more stringent, and that is leading to more investments in technology. And the industry itself is altering. So new functionalities, digital, buying up, you know, policy on the mobile, etc. But there are some interesting developments in this space. So one of the trials that's going on is that insurance companies are putting chips, for example, on tires to track how many kilometers or miles or of usage has happened, under what conditions. They can tell not only the distance traversed, but whether the driver is rash or not. And all this digitally gets transferred to a large server, and analytics is applied on this data, which is what they call big data. And this leads to you know, lower premiums for better drivers. So a lot of these are actually new applications which most of the legacy platforms cannot fulfill. There is a long runway for growth in this business. So, you know, out of a $25 billion industry, the organized players probably are less than, you know, $2.5-3 billion focused on this. Even IT services provide that the solutions, but it's not product. It's a more solution and a more on-premise, whereas you know, gradually the market is moving towards a cloud platform. As I said, you know, Gartner and Celent both have rated Majesco, Guidewire, and Duck Creek as the three key players. And the PNC market is moving from the three buckets of growth for Majesco are, you know, the PNC market, which is moving from in-house to outsourcing, on-premise to cloud, and legacy to more digital. It's about a $10 billion opportunity. The LNA market is about a $15 billion opportunity, which is slightly longer will take slightly longer to crack because it's more global and more companies are also outside the US. The IBM partnership takes Majesco to the next level. We talk about that, not only from positioning, but also into geographies. So one way to think about this is, of the total premium of 4.3 trillion that we spoke of, you know, currently Majesco's business caters to about $1.5 billion of direct written premium, which correlates to about $120 million of revenue. So there itself, within that itself, there is a huge opportunity to increase that number. Guidewire's revenues in FY17 were about $500 million with an EBIT of about $100 million. But Guidewire only focuses on one part of the business. The implementation, etc., is outsourced. And if you were to mark up the value of the whole contract, that would be $2 billion in total value for Guidewire. So for Majesco, you know, the company provides both all the services that insurance companies need. Why we like this is and it fits into our approach is this is a business in transition. This was a business where you know, insurance capabilities were created over the last 20 years and have now the transition is happening from a service business to a product business. This is amongst the few product companies in India and it's now attaining maturity. So largely most of the Indian companies or those that are meaningful in size on the product side started sincere efforts in the last 5 years. And you know, if 2 years or 3 years back, if you ask their clients, they were really upset that things were not working, etc., etc. Now I think because of vintage, they've all learned their lessons and they've made course corrections. So the feedback that we get from the client side and employees both is quite positive for Majesco in specific. Majesco is a very strong cloud offering, so it has the entire product suite, and also the product suite can talk to any software in any insurance company. So it can be plugged onto a third party software without much effort. That makes it really scalable. It's also more contemporary architecture, product architecture, and Majesco has been investing about $20 million over the last 3-4 years in R&D. So the cloud platform also makes it more attractive for smaller insurance companies to buy it. Currently, cloud is about 30% of the revenue, and this is obviously the fastest growing business within the Majesco revenue lines. The IBM partnership is a great testimonial, and MetLife, you know, bought into this partnership with IBM Majesco, and they're implementing that solution. This deal with MetLife for IBM is probably runs into a few $100 million. However, Majesco guided that the potential value on one of the con calls was that the potential value of this for Majesco was over $35 million for the cloud subscription component only, which means implementation, etc., would be outside of this 35. So one gets a sense of the scale of this deal. And the other is, you know, all of Majesco's investments and efforts, if this deal works out, and you know, if MetLife can be used as a case study and referral for future clients, then it gives a huge scale to Majesco. The other is the cross-selling opportunities it brings in. So if you refer to the next year four, we've articulated just within the Majesco client list itself, there are only 18 clients that use all the three components right now. All the others are outside. So there is within the current client pool itself, there is a large opportunity for Majesco to cross-sell its products. The company has been doing small bolt-on acquisitions in the past and will continue to do so, which helps in, you know, filling the product gaps or the service gaps they have. But the one that they did with Coverall, which got them the NYSE listing, actually was an important one, because a lot of clients want to see your financials, your credibility to, you know, execute large contracts, and the NYSE listing offers that. There's an experience board that they put together now. We've listed out the people in the annexures, and you know, these are all people who have you know, over 25, 30 years of expertise in insurance businesses, and that brings with it a lot of advantages, like the ability to you know, sell, or you know, what product enhancements the company needs, etc. Majesco also, because of its India base, has a low cost advantage, but that combines it with the strong product platform that it has. So the implementation and support can actually be done at a lower cost. So to our view, the business has transitioned from a service business to a product company, and as soon as it starts getting scale, profitability would rise disproportionately, because most of the costs are fixed in nature, have already been done. So most incremental rupee or dollar that comes on the revenue line will actually fall off to your EBITDA as scale comes in. The next slide is, you know, what Majesco does on its cloud operations. So if you see this, the top horizontal line, it can cater to startups, you know, large businesses. So all types of projects can be undertaken. And if you look at the bottom horizontal part, it talks about all the lines of businesses within the insurance space, and you know, how those services can be delivered. So whether it's a SaaS, or it's hosted, or it's on-premise, Majesco can do all of that. It can also, if you see the left side vertical points, then it can do, it can work through agents, customers, employees, and it can work across data. So basically, the cloud insurer product that Majesco has can cater to almost a 360 degree requirement of an insurance company. Obviously, it includes policy, billing, claims, distribution, and analytics. and obviously, you know, they can provide the core solution for the insurance space. The key competitors, Guidewire and Duck Creek, are the main ones. Guidewire is, you know, the most formidable one. It has $500 million of revenue. It has an outstanding sales engine with deep relationships with SI. So they typically don't need to do a lot of selling themselves, because the KPMGs and the Deloitte of the world do it for them much more, because of the reach. They have all the key parts, which is transaction processing, analytics, data management, digital. And Duck Creek, Guidewire was in the same state in 2008-9 as Majesco is now. And thereafter, we've seen a dramatic rise in the business and improvement in the business and the market cap. Majesco provides end-to-end services, including implementation, maintenance, everything. Whereas Guidewire and Duck Creek are, you know, more, they work more with SIs. Duck Creek was actually bought by Accenture and then hived off to Apex later on. They have a core suit, and, you know, because of the legacy, they have a very good consulting franchise, and they too have very deep relationships and a delivery network. Duck Creek, again, is like Majesco, is like open architecture, so they can plug and play into any third-party platform. Insurity is another provider of technology to insurance companies, and they are more SaaS-based. But Majesco combines the advantages of all of these three companies, and has become a formidable player in the insurance service space over the last 2 3 years, especially with the IBM deal, which takes them, which opens a lot of doors for them, which wouldn't have opened otherwise for Majesco. Valuation. So the question is, does it capture true value? Guidewire trades at 10 times revenues on 2017 numbers, more than 10 times. Majesco still trades at less than 2 times. Majesco did a revenue of about $122 million last year, FY17, and a shade less than 100 for the 9 months that have passed in the current financial year in India. And with the visibility of MetLife and some of the other deals that they've signed in the recent past, like Raffles Group out of Singapore, there is improving visibility on revenues, which in turn will improve profitability. Majesco has been investing $20 million a year roughly on R&D every year for the last 3 years, and that's how they've gotten to this point of critical mass and the partnership with IBM. They raised about 55 million dollars in the last month to fill in the product gaps for acquisitions. Like I explained earlier, as soon as revenues go beyond 150 200 million dollars, you see the story improving significantly from here. P's may not necessarily reflect true value because in a product business, most of the investments have been made upfront. The other interesting catalyst could be that the promoters of this business have been in the IT service space for the last 35, 40 years. Their other business in India, which is called Mastek, hasn't been particularly successful compared to some of the larger peers in terms of size, scale, strength. Majesco, which was carved out of Mastek, is now showing those signs. And over a period of time, it's fathomable that the current management may cede control, and this potentially could lead to a very attractive exit for minority shareholders also, if this were to happen. Over the last few months, we've seen almost 25% decline in the price. I think post the IBM deal, there was a lot of excitement in India on the company, and the stock price went up meaningfully. However, it's come down, and that makes it even more compelling. And they have a $20 million asset in India in real estate, which can be monetized as and when the company chooses to do so. So to our mind, this is an attractive valuation with a catalyst in the form of an M&A. The risks are, as with most product companies, that if the product suite doesn't keep up with client requirements, then the risk of obsolescence is high. And at least right now, we don't foresee that. But if they don't persist on that path, there is a risk, though seems unlikely. The other risk is that there is, IBM becomes an important partner to take Majesco to markets where they don't exist, for example, in Japan, parts of Southeast Asia, and parts of Europe. If the partnership stutters, the scale of growth that is possible may slow down. Both Guidewire and Duck Creek are getting very aggressive in the marketplace, they see a threat in Majesco. So how pricing takes off is something that one has to keep an eye on. However, this is not going to be an internecine war where players harm each other. I think it's more to win market share at the right price. And Majesco, to our mind, is better positioned with lower cost and the partnership. So both of those could make Majesco a more credible player to last out. That's it. I think we've covered most of the points that we had. We're happy to take questions. Please feel free to write to us. My email is on the second last slide. We've put out the annexures, which contains the key financials. So we put out the basic income statement, balance sheet. If people are more interested, we have revenue cuts by line of business. We can explain in a lot more detail what clients have to say about Majesco's services, what employees have to say, and we're happy to run people through the thesis in more detail, in more nuts and bolts, if people are interested. So, John, over to you. I'm happy to take questions you or other people may have.
Well, Mehul, thank you so much for such a comprehensive, in-depth presentation. Very much appreciated. I would like to just encourage the participants to follow up with you as you had invited them to do so kindly just now, either to follow up with you directly or to follow up with us, and we would be happy to facilitate an introduction as well. And with that, Mehul, thank you so much for being here and taking the time to share your insights.
Sure. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.